Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from NDC Oslo, which we're here in the beautiful country of Norway. Am I sounding okay? Oh, she says no. That's too loud. I'm just too loud. I'm so sorry. I'm here with some good friends. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello, Seth. I'm Alfonso. I've been here to talk about Fable, my project, and I'm here with Matthias.
And I'm Matthias, and I'm another F-Sharp person. I'm also here to speak, and I'm going to speak about Azure Functions.
Fantastic. So let's start with the actual F-Sharp community. It's a really strong community. The last time I saw some of the F-Sharp people, we were in Cambridge with a as-of-yet-to-be-released MVP show that's coming out. And it felt like you guys had a whistle or something, and all the F-Sharp people got together. Tell me about the community.
I think I started on the F-Sharp side because of the language, but half of what keeps me there is actually the people. I don't know what it is, but it's been drawing amazing people. I have made a ton of friends, and this has been also growing. And good things are happening in the community lately, so I'm pretty excited about that.
So tell me about, because F-Sharp is different if you've never done functional language. I remember the first time I learned a functional language, it changed completely the way I thought about programming. And it was actually a very difficult leap for me. What are some things people can do to become part of the F-Sharp community and learn about F-Sharp?
I would say my biggest advice is the first one is, first you're completely right, is the biggest hurdle coming from C-Sharp is it is different. And that's also why it's valuable, because you're learning something which is you're going to approach coding very differently. Mm-hmm. But as a result is that my first 2 or 3 weeks were a bit of a struggle. And the best way to go is probably to find a buddy which is going to help you. And so one of the best ways to do that would be to join the community. We have what we call the F-Sharp Software Foundation. So if people go to fsharp.org, membership is free. If you register, you will have access to a Slack channel. And here you have people who will talk about machine learning, people talk about web development with F-Sharp, about web, about this, about that, and people are very eager to help. It's one of the most helpful communities I find. Mm-hmm. So best advice is go to fsharp.org and you will find friends who will help you go over your hurdles.
Let's talk about the mentorship program. I heard a little bit about that. What is that and how can I get involved?
That's actually directly related to the question on the buddy system, because one of the ideas is the best way to learn is with somebody who's been there before. You pair program, and so we started, I think last year, the first round of mentorship, and then we did a second round, and we're probably going to start a third round soon. And the idea is very simple, is you say, I would want to be mentored. People from the community say, I want to be a mentor. And the way it looks is you're going to be something pair programming for a couple of weeks, and you just take it where you want, and it's after maybe 10 sessions or so, your F-Sharp level should be pretty good. And then it's if you want, you can keep, you keep giving the gift.
Sure.
And you keep mentoring other people, and
what is it about the F-Sharp community that there is a niceness level that I have, can you tell me what your magic is?
I don't know, it's just magic. It's just the way it works.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the projects that are in F-Sharp that you're excited about. Obviously, we'll talk about Fable, but tell me about some of the other ones.
So actually, one of the reasons I'm really excited that Alfonso is here, because one of the misconceptions on the F-Sharp side is people tend to think of it as this is great if you build rockets, this is great if you want to do math, and this is definitely true. That's one of the things I do, so you have a lot of great libraries around that, so it's not new, but all the type providers give you something great to work with data, all that stuff. But lately, a lot of the exciting stuff has been happening in places which have nothing to do with math, and specifically around web development, lots of nice things have been happening. Besides Fable, there is a talk which was yesterday with Henrik Feld, and he developed a library called Suave. I think Suave
which
is the right
also yeah. Spanish, which means
that's
smooth.
Right. Maybe this is why we're nice. Is it's
we're so smooth. Yeah. Smooth,
and so Suave is a super lightweight web server written in F-Sharp, and it's picking up quite a bit. So on the website, on the web development side, actually lots of interesting projects are picking up.
All right. So why don't you introduce us to Fable?
Okay. So Fable is my project. It's an open source compiler from F-Sharp to JavaScript. So it's even if you can play with Suave, you can play very smoothly with Suave, of course. it's not entirely related to, it's not related at all to with the server side. It's just converted to your F-Sharp code to JavaScript.
So why, when would be a good idea to do that?
when you want to do web development and front-end development, but you still want to use a strong typing language, a language with a great community, as we have been talking, and also a language with a great editor support.
So let's talk about is it similar to like TypeScript, where it goes like from F-sharp to JavaScript?
Yeah, it's very similar. Actually, JavaScript was one of my most inspirations for doing Fable, because I wanted to do something that is compiling to JavaScript, but at the same time, it's interacting very well with JavaScript. But JavaScript, one of these flaws is that because it has to be a supercell of JavaScript, it also comes with all the JavaScript gotchas. So thanks that we are using just F-sharp, and F-sharp is very well designed from the beginning, I think that we can fix most of these gotchas, like, I don't know, arrow functions between traditional functions, something like that. So.
All right, cool. Let's do a little demo, because I'd love to see how this works.
Yeah, okay. Let's go there. So we have the screen here. This, actually, I didn't develop that. It was someone in a workshop led by Matthias, and it's a really nice, very small piece of code. So as you can see, it's around 100 lines of code, but it looks really well.
So
we have.
That's
I'm going
F-sharp,
to.
Right?
Yes, that F sharp. Yeah, it looks really terse, right? So you can even think that it's just a scripting language like JavaScript. I think this also one of the reasons that F sharp is a very good fit to target JavaScript, because it has this same spirit of productivity of something that is a script that you don't have to type a lot, that you can just have something that is. You don't have to define a lot of classes. You don't have to think a lot of the structure. You can just write code on the go and see what is happening on the screen. And then you can just, when you have a big project, you can start structuring everything with models, with classes if necessary. So I think
this looks just like an app.ts file. It looks just like something you would do in TypeScript, but now it's just F-sharp, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to show you how you can use tools that, for example, in TypeScript, because it's going directly to the JavaScript ecosystem, you can still use very good tools in the JavaScript ecosystem, like Webpack, for example, to bundle just dependencies, to interact with other libraries in JavaScript or even other languages. And I'm going to show you right now how you can do that. So first, I'm going to put this online. I was waiting because I didn't remember the name of the person who actually wrote this, and Matthias has been kind enough to show it to me. So it's the credit goes to Eric Novales. Put it in just an hour, I think, in a workshop.
Yeah, and he's not a JavaScript person.
He's not a JavaScript person, and he's not even a F-sharp person, I think.
No, he came to it recently.
Yeah. Okay, uh-huh. So
who of us is really a JavaScript person all the way?
I have to say that I like JavaScript. Okay. So this the motivation of Fable is not something that out of hate of JavaScript,
no.
That saying that JavaScript is out of love of F-sharp,
yeah.
And the tools and the community. And also because I come from a .NET background, I like the APIs. We are not compatible with the whole BCL, but we are compatible with some things like regular expressions, date time, and things like this. So
sure.
For me, for example, it was really nice to be able to use these APIs when doing the
and
web
what I mean
development.
By who is an F JavaScript, like I'm still trying to learn JavaScript
all
the
yes,
way.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing, that because JavaScript has a... You can do functional programming in JavaScript, you can do procedural programming, you can do many things in JavaScript. So it's so flexible that at the same time, you have to be very responsible. You want to keep one paradigm and consistency with other colleagues in your team.
Sure.
But F-sharp, I think, is also very good. The designer, Don Syme, he has this less is more philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that it's preferable to have less features and be able to have a consistent code base within the whole community, so it's very easy to read the code of others, which I think is really, really important nowadays in these GitHub days that we have to go to another people's code and fix a bug and change the thing. So I think this is really, really important.
All right. So show
us the money.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'll stop talking. I'm Spanish. I talk a lot. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm Hispanic, man. I love it.
So here we have the instructions. This is really all you need to start the. You need the .NET SDK, the new .NET SDK, and Node, yes, but you don't need anything else. You don't have to install Fable in your computer. It will come directly with your project. So once you clone the project, you just have to install the dependencies, because Fable has two souls, the JavaScript souls and the .NET soul. You have to install the .NET dependencies, which we are managing with Packet. It's a wonderful tool to manage NuGet dependencies with a Haskell. And then you can use, you can use either NPM or Yarn, who also supports log files. to install dependencies. I already did that for you, so you don't have to. We don't have to stare at the screen downloading things. So we can just run Fable here. .NET Fable npm run start. So what this is going to do is first going to call a Fable daemon, which is going to respond to Webpack to the Webpack request to translate some files to JavaScript and bundle them in a single file that you can. It makes more easier to deploy your JavaScript application. So as you can see, this is already compiled. We can go. This is actually, oops. I think I have to. A lot of.
So it's doing hot module reloading.
Yeah, this doing hot reloading. I think this is something very, very important because JavaScript, even if you have dynamic things and people, some people they don't like it very much. They really have wonderful development tools. One of these is the Webpack and hot reloading. I think this is really, really good for productivity. And F# already has something similar, which is the REPL. And I wanted to have this, and I didn't want Fable users to pay anything for choosing Fable. So you say for other tools that say, okay, I want to use this language when compiling to JavaScript, but then I miss all the goodness of the JavaScript system. So in this case, you don't lose anything. You can just use the JavaScript libraries, you can just use Webpack, and you can use...
Let me just stop you for a second. Mm-hmm. So if I got this right, it's like right now you wrote an F# script, mm-hmm. and you just run something, and it created the JavaScript, and it's running, and you just changed one line, and everything immediately reloaded.
Yeah, I think. Yes. I think
what is this magic? This is
you went way too fast. Like, I was expecting, look, this is what I was expecting, and this is where you're going to see why my head is exploding and things are popping out on the screen, right? I thought you literally made something that took F# and made a .js file, which is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. It's an interesting academic exercise. Mm-hmm. But what you actually did is you actually made something that takes F# files as if they were, like, and this is something that happens with TypeScript as well. Mm-hmm. You took that file, you made it part of a web application, and you made it respond to Webpack, mm-hmm. and you made it hot module reload. And on top of that, I thought you were going to do like a weird demo where like you type something into a text box and it would show up in a label. This is like something really complicated.
Yeah.
This is not an easy, looks like you're doing something in a canvas, and there's some serious math going on here.
And this was written by a guy in 1 hour who had never touched the library and is not a JavaScript guy. Mm-hmm.
Let's show this screen a little bit because this is crazy town. Okay. There you go.
What happens if you change maybe a parameter in the F# side?
We have, for example, this update particle function. Mm-hmm. Oops, actually, I have all the things that I want to show later, but there. Anyways. Let's go because it's really fast.
So you save?
Okay, we are saving. There's nothing happening. But for example, this is the function to update the particle. Okay, mm-hmm. and I want to show that also. You can see this. I'm using Visual Studio Code. I'm on a Mac. I'm not using the Big Daddy Visual Studio. Visual Studio Code, which is an editor I love, and what I love most is the IUnite, which is the extension to develop F# in Visual Studio Code, and you get all the goodies. You have IntelliSense. You can look for reference, find all the reference. You can have, for example, here, we are using the Canvas. It's a browser API, and we have this Canvas context. Sorry, when I start to this X sounds in English, it's a bit difficult for me. But anyways, you get it here, and you get all the IntelliSense, okay?
How are you getting all the IntelliSense for the Canvas in F#?
Because we are using one of the things that I wanted to do with Fable is to take advantage of the tools. This is the beautiful thing of the open source world, that we can take advantage of the array existing tools, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time, and we can stand up on the shoulders of giants, if that's the correct expression in English.
That's correct.
But TypeScript has this definitely typed repository, right? It has all these declarations. So, and TypeScript is also awesome. It's using it to give you, even JavaScript, it gives you IntelliSense. But we can also take this and translate them to F#, and then we have we can just automate the translation, and that's the way we can.
Is it like some, like, how are you doing that though? Because they're not like I'm trying to make this bridge right between, because I understand how you do definitely type, but is it, how are you getting JavaScript bindings available in F# IntelliSense?
It's just an F-sharp library, so we have some tricks, Fable's doing some tricks, and we have some attributes and some metadata, and when Fable finds this metadata, it says,
it's magic.
It's really magic. I put some powder in a bag, and I just shake it.
Is it like some glorified type provider that you're doing that's making it look like that?
It's a wonderful mechanism in F-sharp. We were considering that, but because it has some limitations. At the end, we are just doing just plain file translation. We're using we have TS to Fable, which is a tool to translate this. This just taking parsing the text from the declaration files in JavaScript and outputting an F-sharp file, okay. And then we compile it to the new DLL, and then we can
Do you have anything like debugging in this thing?
Debugging?
Yeah.
I'm very happy that you're making this question.
Yeah, look at, like Matthias has like this constant grin on his face, like, this is magical, seriously.
Because...
And how does the JavaScript look?
Let's go first with debugging, because one of our motto is that we want to output really readable, our motto is actually JavaScript that you can be proud of. So it means that it's really readable JavaScript, very good JavaScript, but you may want to debug your F-sharp code in the browser. Would that be possible? Maybe that is, so let's just check. So let's go see. Do you see here in the screen?
Yeah, that's F-sharp.
That's F-sharp code. So we can just, but the source map are not perfect. We have to improve them a bit, but you can make breakpoints. And if you see here, we can even the types. This is
hold on.
The types that we get, in the browser. I didn't know that.
You are literally going to be burned at the stake for being a witch, because this is amazing. Like, how do you do, I don't understand, how does this even, like, I don't even think we have time to figure out how this is done. How do you do this?
But to be honest, I don't know. So that's the magic of integrating with other tools, because you can put themes. We are integrating with, the viewers are watching my screen, we integrate with Babel, and Babel is doing a lot of magic for us. So we have we only have to translate the abstract syntax tree from F-sharp, edit it, handle it, manipulate it, and then we transform it to an AST that the Babel can understand with some information for source maps, and then Babel will do everything for us. We'll do the source maps, we do the JavaScript code generation, targeting different browsers if necessary. So that's the way, and I love the, I'm in contact with Henry Zur, who's the maintainer of the Babel, and he's an awesome guy, and I love the openness of the JavaScript ecosystem, because JavaScript developers, they are not closed at the, if you want to approach them, and you want to, I want to develop for your platform, but in F-sharp, and they are like, oh, great, we're happy to do that, so it's incredible. And this, so for example, I didn't know it was possible to just jump to the type definition. It was
and
like
still get the type annotation, yeah, that's
you
amazing.
Get here, you can see the particles. Did you get all the information?
Actually,
I wanted to show them the Visual Studio Code directly, because there's a debugger for Chrome in Visual Studio Code, but that one is not working very well. So for the moment, we have to do it in the browser, but it's still really good. But maybe you say, okay, good, but I still want to see the JavaScript. So let's have a look at the JavaScript. So for some reason, the browser thinks this the F-sharp file is the extension. But if you can see this JavaScript, okay? This modern JavaScript, this ECMAScript 2015. And if you see this, some of the code.
It's pretty nice.
It's not ugly.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally indented right. Everything looks beautiful.
And Babel is doing everything for us.
How long did it take you to write this? Let's be honest.
So I started in December 2015. It was like 3 months of crazy development, day and night, and it was like that. But then I released a proto version, and it was very well welcomed by the community. And then many people started to jump in, and they gave me a very good feedback, and I could interact with a lot of people. And so far we are, right now we are in the beta of Fable 1.0, so very close. We are very close to releasing the stable version. So it's been like 1 year and a half, more or less.
Let's do that. There was the module reloading that you did.
Uh-huh.
Can you edit the F-sharp file in code and see, make the changes happen in the browser?
Uh-huh. Let's do it. So because I didn't write the script, I don't know how to make a very nice effects. I only can do silly things like, for example, I say I don't want to update the particle. I don't want to update the x-axis. So then, because I'm updating the x-axis, I just get this, right? But what I want to show you is that we are talking about the integration of JavaScript with JavaScript tools and JavaScript libraries. And I want to show you, and with Webpack, and I want to show you that this is not a full mouth, okay? This is happening for real. So we have this function, this updated particle in F#. Let's get rid of it. And let's use instead, let's use something coming from JavaScript, okay? I have this file here, util.js, which is exactly the same thing, but in JavaScript. And I can just compile, it will happen the same. But I can show you, I can promise, that this is happening now in JavaScript, because if I edit the JavaScript version, it's going to change. So this F# code, which is calling JavaScript code.
So this
this is not the end. This is not the end, sorry.
But this means, like, for instance, I'm not stuck in F#. Like, if I wanted to use JavaScript code or JavaScript libraries, I could actually use all of it.
Of course, of course. Actually, I think I would like to see this in F# in .NET, because in F# in .NET, when you want to interact with the C#, you need two different projects. But here, you don't need that. So you still need an F# project, because F# is an F# project-based language. You can also use scripts, anyways. But you can just interact directly with files. I would love to see that in .NET with C# and F# files without having to create different projects.
Right.
But I want to show you that now you see this this function, this update Y velocity. This function is being imported from where? It's being imported from F#.
Oh, it's turtles.
It's turtles all the way down. So this one is coming from here. Okay. So this means that, did it stop for some reason? Okay. It means that I'm updating the velocity here, and if I change something here, so the update particle is still coming down, it's not active, but if I change something here, the gravity is going to be faster, okay? So this, of course, is a very simple example. But it means that you can just start using Fable in your code base, and you don't have to create just a whole new project to use Fable. You can just have your JavaScript legacy project, or TypeScript is working with TypeScript as well.
So can we go to the website so we can look at the getting started page? Because I think I think people that use F# or maybe are not familiar with JavaScript and want to use F#, where can they go to get started for this?
Okay, this is something that we are working on, because actually this is a bit outdated. It's the previous version. Now we have the new version that is compatible with .NET SDK, and you should probably go to
Fable.io.
Fable.io, yeah, sorry, I always forget to that. But we are in Google days, so just type Fable compiler and it will lead you here. So. But even, yeah, it's easy to memorize the website. It's Fable.io. And you can just go here, and this is the blog post introducing the Fable 1.0.
And you have samples, right?
And we have samples. We have live samples on the web.
Yeah, let's look at some of those. Because the cheesy sample, that's like the beginner sample, is actually quite a feat of engineering. You're doing something with functions, and you saw the DT there. It's because there's some calculus involved with making things look like they're exploding, right? So let's look at your fun samples here.
Okay, so I know. I want to mention that the web itself is one of the magic of the community work, because when I was creating Fable, I'm actually not very good at web design, and I created Fable, but it had a well response, but only within the core of the F# community. And then Thomas Petrzek, he created the website Filterful, created some of the examples like Super Fable
Man.
Pac-Man.
Nice.
Osmo game, I think, is very simple, but it's completely addictive. When he put the sample in the web, I couldn't stop playing the sample. But this is really good. And the samples,
maybe maximize or something.
So these are very. You want to do it?
All right. So what are you supposed to catch?
The black balls and avoid the white balls.
Oh shoot. All right, so for the next...
Okay, now the interview is done. You cannot stop, yeah. Sorry.
This is hard.
It's addictive, yeah.
And some of these were done at a community event, right, where people started to write of the some of the samples, I believe.
Some people have peered them. Actually, I think I didn't do any. My own samples are very, very, maybe one of the third of the samples. But,
oh, WebGL.
But we have...
And you have business examples.
Yes, also. Yes. We have. It's not only for fun. It's also for fun and profit, like the famous website. and you have here all the code that's commented, even in the... Even in the web, this thanks to F-sharp formatting. So you get all the code with comments. And this coming directly straight from the code with you only have some markdown comments, and then F-sharp formatting will output everything for you.
Yeah, but that is like really good docs. I mean, like I'm looking at just that game. Mm-hmm. That's holy cow! What's that?
This is just a very simple visualization to show
this
that.
This is very simple. I mean, come on.
Okay, it's not simple. I didn't do it either. So, but yeah, this is using 3JS.
Yeah.
So, which is something to embed. Web 3D graphics in the website, and yeah, here it is. And you can use it. It's a JavaScript library, and you can use it directly from Fable.
So you look like a man in shock, Seth.
Like, I mean, I thought you literally just made a let's transpile F sharp to JavaScript. You've actually gone like 10 steps ahead of whatever I was thinking, and actually made it useful in the context of web application, which is very amazing to me. Mm-hmm.
But, do people actually use this?
People do use this
or, in production so, or like
yes in production. So I want to show you, for example, the gamma.net. You should check this. And this is a wonderful project by Tomasz Petrzyk. And I don't know how we are running on time, but this
we
really
have
really.
2 minutes.
2 minutes only?
2 minutes, yeah.
Okay, so maybe you, the viewers should watch them by yourself, but this is an incredible break. You can run beautiful games here. Oops, if it's loading.
Visualizations,
yeah. But people should see that because this is incredible. This is awesome, and this is done with F-sharp and Fable. And we are, this the Visual Studio Code we are using, this extension, Ionite, because the Visual Studio Code extension has to be in, they have to be in JavaScript. This is actually written F-sharp and compiled to JavaScript with Fable.
I see. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, we are nearly out of time. Mm-hmm. This is amazing, amazing work. I'm excited to go back and look at this a little bit more. I literally, like I said, I just thought it was like a really cool way of looking at the AST and emitting JavaScript, mm-hmm. but you've actually done more than that. You've integrated with the community. You've been able to round trip both ways from F sharp to JavaScript. Not only that, but you have tons of really cool examples of because I can imagine, for example, building an Angular application that imports an F sharp file for some complex visualizations that I'm doing, and you could add that in Webpack and do that, and so you can have really wonderful, rich applications with really powerful visualizations. This is really cool. I'm really excited about this. So where can people go to find out more? One more time to call out the website.
That would be fable.io, F-A-B-L-E.io. There is also actually a quick pitch. There's a conference happening south of France in Bordeaux, which will be like one day on Fable if people want to know more about it.
It will be happening in September 22 in Bordeaux in France. So if you are more interested in our Fable, this will be the first time that the Fable community will be gathering in one place, and which is not the internet. And
JavaScript,
and
good food, good wine.
Yes.
Now I want to go. I got to find an excuse to get over there. This is amazing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much to the awesome F-sharp community and the work you do. We will be right back with another interview. I'm not sure what it is, but it's going to be James Montemagno. Oh, it's F-sharp for Azure Functions. Is that right? He'll be on next. And we wore the same shirt. So if you think it's me, it's not. It's James Montemagno.
It's a bit of slimmer.
We'll see you right after the break.